Undo the Coup. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The first coup d'etat in Central America in more than a quarter century occurred last Sunday in Honduras. Honduran soldiers roused democratically elected President Manuel Zelaya from his bed, flew him into exile in Costa Rica. The coup, led by the Honduran general Romeo Vasquez, has been condemned by the United States, the European Union, the United Nations, the Organization of American States, and all of Honduras' immediate national neighbors. Mass protests have erupted on the streets of Honduras, with reports that elements in the military loyal to Zelaya are rebelling against the coup. The United States has a long history of domination in the hemisphere. President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton can chart a new course away from the dark days of military dictatorship, repression, and murder. Obama indicated such a direction when he spoke in April at the Summit of the Americas.
I know that promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past, and the trust has to be earned over time. While the United States has done much to promote peace and prosperity in the hemisphere, we have at times been disengaged, and at times we've sought to dictate our terms. But I pledge to you that we seek an equal partnership. There's no senior partner and junior partner in our relations.
Two who know well the history of dictated U.S. terms are Dr. Juan Amandaris, a medical doctor and award-winning human rights activist in Honduras who actually ran against Zelaya in the presidential election, and the American clergyman, Father Roy Bourgeois, a priest who for years had fought to close the U.S. Army's School of the Americas, known as SOA, at Fort Benning, Georgia. Both men linked the coup in Honduras to the SOA. The SOA, renamed in 2000 the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, or WINSEC, is the U.S. military facility that trains Latin American soldiers. The SOA has trained more than 60,000 soldiers, many of whom have returned home and committed human rights abuses, torture, extrajudicial execution, and massacres. Dr. Almendares, targeted by Honduran death squads in the military, has been the victim of that training. He talked to me from Tegucigalpa, the Honduran capital.
That is a lie that the people are supporting the coup d'etat. That's not true. What people are supporting are people, almost some military reserves, some people who are from the ruling class, and some people who are in favor of repression against the people. So they really don't have a support. They have a support of the torture areas, perpetrators, and some people who are leading this movement are people who were trained in the School of America. So we have to emphasize on that. What is the reason to have a coup d'etat if you have the sympathy of the people? Why are they opposed to have just a legal survey to ask people whether they want or not to have a new constitution? So there is no reason. They are desperate. They don't want to give anything to the people.
Born in Louisiana, Father Roy Bourgeois became a Catholic priest in 1972. He worked in Bolivia and was forced out by the SOA-trained dictator General Hugo Banzer. The assassination of Archbishop Oscar Romero and the murders of four Catholic churchwomen in El Salvador in 1980 led him to protest where some of the killers were trained, Fort Benning's SOA. After six Jesuit priests, their housekeeper and her daughter were murdered in El Salvador in 1989, Bourgeois founded SOA Watch and has built an international movement to close the School of the Americas. Honduran coup leader Vasquez attended the SOA in 1976 and 1984. Air Force General Luis Javier Prinsuazo, who also participated in the coup, was trained at the School of the Americas in 1996. Father Bourgeois' SOA Watch office is just yards from the Fort Benning gates. He's been frustrated by increased secrecy at SOA WINSEC.
This school is well known in Latin America, again, as the School of Coups. Whenever there's a massacre, cases of torture, human rights abuses, we have been able to document a direct connection to this school. I'm happy to say that just last week, we had in Congress a vote. Last week, the House approved an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which would force the Pentagon to release the names of the graduates, including their rank, the courses taken in the country of origin. For the last 5 years, they have refused to give us these names, all in the name of, you know, national security. While they talk about transparency and democracy, this school is an obstacle to democracy and this sea change that's taken place in Latin America. 11 dictators have gone through this school. Whenever there's been a coup like this one in Honduras over the past decades, there has been a direct connection to this school.
The amendment still has to make it through the House Senate Conference Committee. Father Bourgeois speaks with the same urgency that he has for decades. His voice is well known at Fort Benning, where he was first arrested more than a quarter of a century ago when he climbed a tree at night near the barracks of Salvadoran soldiers who were training there at the time. Bourgeois blasted a recording of the voice of Romero in his last address before he was assassinated. The Archbishop was speaking directly to Salvadoran soldiers in his country. This is a dramatization of that speech from the film Romero.
I'd like to make an appeal in a special way to the men in the army. Brothers, each one of you is one of us. We are the same people. The farmers and peasants that you kill are your own brothers and sisters. When you hear the words of a man telling you to kill, think instead in the words of God, "Thou shalt not kill." No soldier is obliged to obey an order contrary to the law of God. In his name, and in the name of our tormented people who have suffered so much and whose laments cry out to heaven, I implore you, I beg you, I order you, stop the repression!
Almost 30 years later, in a country bordering Romero's El Salvador, the U.S. has a chance to change course and support the democratic institutions of Honduras, undo the coup. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.